literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet. How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We all know. I didn't fart so hard, dude.
Matt dropping a fucking honest fart to start the epi.
Yeah, actually, that is a that's a good starting point. My brother's doing this thing. He owns a taco shop, and for $125, you can eat one meal a month. It's a vegan shop.
For $125, you get one meal a month.
No, my bad.
Sounds like a bad deal.
$125, you can have one meal a day.
Damn.
For a month. For 31
days. What's the name of this?
Honest Tom's.
Honest Tom's Taco Shop.
Plant-based taco shop.
Plant-based taco shop.
Changed the name, yeah.
Wow. He's Where's that located?
44th and Spruce.
44th and Spruce in Philly.
Somewhere between Spruce and Locust on 44th.
Come down.
I don't know the exact
and
address.
And look.
But you have to, but you have to make an honor pledge to go plant-based.
Wow.
So sure, you could cheat a small business and be like, I'll go plant-based and just get a nice little meal package for yourself. But you'd be cheating yourself and you'd be a liar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it. So what he's doing is he's hooking up with a... There's like a doctor, I guess, he knows through Instagram, little vegan connection, club. So they're going to take blood from like 10 people before they do it. And then after the 31 days, draw blood again and see if it actually like helps.
Damn, they should get me, dude.
I'm going to be one of them. Yeah, so I'm doing it. So
damn, if I was in Philly, I would fucking...
That's a thing, too.
I would be like the perfect fucking get. My meal consists... the other night I had... did I tell you this when I watched Outlaw King?
No.
I stayed home the one night.
What'd you eat?
I got high. I went and got a full tiss.
Ooh.
Full straight tiss.
That's good Outlaw King.
Exactly, dude. Stuff. I watched Outlaw King. I lit a bunch of candles, ate a full fucking tiss by myself in the dark in a sweatsuit. Like a real king. I was an Outlaw King.
Damn, dude.
Then I got high enough that I was like, I should also get sweet treats.
Mm-hmm.
Paused Outlaw King, walked back to the grocery store, went in and bought Reese's Puffed cereal and a box of Oreos and a gallon of milk and walked back out.
Oh, it's so...
They saw the same dude come in, buy a tiss.
Mm-hmm. Come back later.
Carry it without a bag. Just was like, I was like, I don't need to bag it. Just walked out with a tiss and then came back like an hour later.
He came back for the sequel, dude. That's funny to think it's funny to contrast that between like watching a medieval battle movie and be like, hold on, I gotta get Reese's Puffs. And like, all right, I can get back into this.
Watching these dudes like fight the British.
yeah, that's my. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that and report back. I'm gonna let people know if it actually works or not. And if it doesn't, fuck my brother, dude. I have to deliver the truth. I can't be compromised by any source.
You can't be compromised.
That'd be funny if my blood counts just like plummeted and I became unhealthy. And I was like, well, actually, yeah, it fucking sucked.
And I will say this about Honest Tom's. I, as a guy who loves to dine on Reese's Puffs and full rotisserie chickens, that plant-based shit's actually pretty good.
It is good, man.
I was devastated when I heard the news it was switched to plant-based. Then I went in and had some for myself. Found out.
It was good, man.
Wasn't as gay as I thought it'd be. It's pretty fucking good.
The dumps, I'm in it for the dumps, dude.
And then you get to cleanse your system,
dude.
Full-on dump.
Ate it 2 days in a row, and it's just like...
I heard that fart.
You heard that thing. I sit down on the toilet, dude, and it's just like, let's go. It's pretty nice.
You just cleanse, dude.
I'm just a pig for big dumps, dude. That's what I like.
You're a fucking dump queen. I was like, what the fuck, man?
I thought he said he messaged you. He might not have. I don't know. But he, so there's this guy. So when I was working, I'm trying to think how to explain this. There's like a concrete dump that my uncle's in on, you know, like my family's in on, where you go and you just, if you have broken up concrete, you just dump it in this huge hole that they're fucking lording over, dude. They're lording over this big hole that you can go dump concrete in.
Dude, your family still lives. Dude, you guys are Outlaw Kings.
Yeah, dude.
You guys are still like, that's my hole. This is our pit. If you come in here, you owe us tribute.
Some guy linked my uncle to the pit, dude. It's like he brought in my uncle. He's like, I need someone to control and monitor this pit. He's like, can you guys, because they do trash removal.
Are any of you a big enough loser to guard a concrete pit and fight anyone who tries to come in here?
But it's like 6 acres and they need to fucking just cover the whole thing in chunks of concrete. So you just get to sit there and fucking, you know, you get to sit there and every load is so much money.
Yeah.
So you got to split it with the dude, the Duke of Concrete who's, and then, you know, my family are just fucking vessels and lords.
Yeah.
The guy comes through and he's like, break bread with us. But he's like, I got to go golf in Florida. I can't stand over this stupid fucking hole.
He's got shit to do. He leads it to his vassals, dude.
Yeah. So they're down there. They're monitoring the hole. People are dumping concrete everywhere. And they have a guy one of the serfs on this guy's land, the guy who was like the duke who like fucking gave him this hole, he's like, yo, you got to take my boy Joe. He'll never miss a day of work. If he does, it's only because he's in jail. But once he's out, and they're like, no problem, we'll put him on a dozer.
Perfect.
So fucking Joe is just on a dozer. And like, dude, I saw this guy firsthand. I was working down there a little bit. I saw this dude and was just like, damn, he's a rough bull.
Damn, that's a good pitch though for your resume. Like, listen, I'm not gonna miss a day unless I'm in jail.
I know.
And that's the only place you can work.
I think he was either drunk or in jail. There is two.
If I'm fucked up or arrested, unless that happens, I'll be here.
I will never miss a day.
All right, welcome to the concrete pit. All you have to do is guard it and keep other retards out.
Well, this guy sits on a machine, so when you dump concrete, he just goes and pushes it forward so the concrete piles up too high. All he had to do was man the dozer. A man fell to his vices, dude. And, you know, he was sipping Twisted Teas.
He was sipping Twisted Teas. Dude, he got twisted?
He got twisted. And the other guy who was like, he went to my uncle and was like, bro, I'm not a tattletale. I'm not a rat. But this guy's driving a bulldozer drunk as fuck. And he's going to get us in trouble. He's going to fall down a fucking hole or something. Like, we can't have this. So my uncle goes and assesses the machine to see if, you know, if this was true. Because the serfs will definitely bicker and fight and fucking lie on each other.
Yeah, the serfs, they're not built for.
So my uncle fucking inspects, dude. He inspects the machine. There's like 20 Twisted Tea caps. He's like, motherfucker.
Holy shit.
So Joe had been sipping Twisties, dude.
He was sipping Twisteds in the fucking dozer?
Yeah, in the dozer, just all day long, sipping Twisteds. It was summer, dude. What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, you got to fucking twist it up.
So he goes to, my uncle goes to this guy. And he's like, Joe, what the fuck, man? He's like, Joe's like, what? And he's like, you can't be drinking on the job. And he's like, I'm not drinking. He goes, I just found like 20 Twisted Tea caps in the thing. He was like, those things have alcohol in them? Dude, in like maybe the best fucking defense
what?
Ever.
Yeah. I thought I was just drinking iced tea, man.
I thought I was just buying iced teas from a liquor store.
I was crushing iced
drinking
teas.
Drinking 20 of them.
Yeah, I was thirsty for tea.
I mean, this is the genius this man displays, dude. He fucking hits my uncle with maybe the best excuse to drink Twisted on the job. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know he had alcohol in him.
Yeah, I just thought I felt good after 20 of them. Yeah. Dude, if you drank 20 Twisteds?
I mean, it might have been like 3 days worth. He's probably just sitting.
Still,
probably,
you'd
I mean,
be...
How many can you fit in a small lunch cooler? He's probably bringing like 7 a day.
Yeah, I thought he snuck in a case.
It might have been a case in the dozer.
Sick move.
I mean, it's nice to fucking just sip a Twisted on a dozer, dude, while you're at the concrete yard. So, dude, so he's doing this. He's on fucking thin ice, right?
That's a pretty fireable offense outside of the concrete pit.
Yeah, basically, Michael's like, one more time.
Strike one,
fine.
Dude. You had 30 fucking drinks and operated machinery.
Yeah, so hopefully he doesn't get in trouble. But the, this is just a joke. I made all this
up.
Yeah,
it's all a joke.
So he, so then he doesn't show up.
This is all a joke.
Yeah, it's
totally fabricated.
It's all entertainment. So he doesn't show up, and the guy calls him. The fucking Lord is down in Florida, dude. And he goes like, "Hey, remember I told you that like there's only two reasons Joe won't show up?" And Michael's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, he's in jail." Michael's like, "Damn, how long is he in jail for?" And he was like, "Forever. He shot his wife last night." So this dude went home on like a meth binge and Twisted Tea binge and shot his wife.
Damn.
So he's done. He's out.
Meth and Twisted?
Meth and Twisted.
He killed his fucking wife.
Shot her, dude. Hey, Joe, dude, he shot his fucking wife.
What happens, dude? What do you think she was trying to do? She's probably trying to get in the way.
She's probably trying to mix in her Seagram's mixed wild berries, dude, with the Twisteds. And he was just like,
what the fuck is this doing? Quick draw, dude. He was playing Red Dead Redemption. He fucking Deadeye.
He fucking shot his wife.
Went into slow-mo. He Max Payne'd it.
Killed her. Yeah,
he probably dove out of the bathroom.
He shot his fucking wife, killed her.
Dude, shooting your wife is fucking such a baller move.
Oh my god. I mean, I didn't think people still did it, dude. That was an absolute throwback.
Dude, what a fucking baller move to just be like, you know what? I'm fucking sick of this shit.
I mean, he might have been at one of those little like hole in the wall bars, dude, in Claymont and just fucking sipping Twisties, had a couple hits of meth. His wife called him, like, where are you at? And he's like, you know what, man? I'm getting fucking yelled at of the concrete pit. I can't drink Twisties on the job. She's fucking bugged. He went home and was like, fuck it. Poof. Blasted her. Or she cheated on. I don't know what happened, dude. I don't want to disgrace this young lady. She was shot and murdered by fucking Joe.
Joe,
dude. Fucking, he's just paper and everything. Fucking,
really?
Yeah, then like the Claymont Times or something. Murdered her. So Michael gets.
This is all a joke. It's all made up. But
all
yeah,
made up, by the way.
It might be in the paper. They got a hold of the joke.
I mean, the guy definitely murdered his wife, but he definitely didn't drink on the fucking job, dude. So
I mean, what the fuck,
dude? So my uncle's in the fucking in a little trailer or whatever he said, and maybe in his truck, and he's like, motherfuckers. He's like, all right. So then you know the minions all get together.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes out, and they have this lady down there who all she does is just pump. Like, she just works a water pump. She just mans a water pump.
This is the apocalypse? Yeah. Good God,
dude. She just mans a water pump all day long. So he comes out. She's just the first one. She's the first one he sees. My uncle's like, so I guess Joe's not coming back anymore. And the lady's like, you know, minions like have just any excuse to freak out and stop working. She's like,
oh, my Lord, why?
Like, what happened? He was like, shot his wife. She's like, oh my God. She's like, what are we going to do? And he was just like,
keep pumping water.
Literally, dude, literally goes, I'm going to go back in my truck. You're going to keep pumping water. That's what we're going to do. She's like, oh my God.
That is, dude. Minions need to, the serfs. Oh, they love drama. As soon as they get a piece of news, they're like, you fucking need drama.
I love how, it's like, wait, that guy I kind of knew killed his wife. I can't work the water pump now. It's like, you better fucking man that water pump, dude.
I would bail on the water pump. If I heard that heartbreaking news, I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
I can't work.
I got to go get it twisted.
I can't pump this dirty water anymore, dude. So that was the drama down in the concrete pit,
It's a pretty good drama.
I mean, that's about as fucking juicy as tea gets, dude.
That's the juiciest twisted, dude. Someone fucking murdered their wife?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the fucking lord of the land was just utterly indifferent to it. It was just like, whatever. Let me get some other guy.
Yeah, the peasants do this sometimes.
Sometimes they fucking revolt.
It's like, behead him publicly. Back to the pit.
So that's my fucking juicy
gossip.
What
a horrible fucking life. Or like, just...
Yeah, man.
Dude, people getting murdered, that's...
Yeah, life's,
that's a bummer.
Life's incredibly fucked up for, I'd say, the majority of people on this planet.
Yeah.
It's incredibly sad and fucked up.
Yeah.
Most of happiness rests on just the fucking spoils of conquest, dude. We're still riding off just plunder. And we're like, why aren't I? It's like, well, plunder's slowly running out, dude. We're going to get less and less happy. It is what it is.
We just plundered, though. We tried to plunder. We got some oil.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're doing it, but, you know.
Where do you think we have to plunder now?
Gig's up, dude.
You gotta plunder something.
There's nothing left. That's the whole point. There's gonna be nothing left to plunder, and then we get washed out, and there's only so many people, and they come up, and they're like, we're gonna do it right this time, and then, you know, someone wants to fuck some girl, he fucking hits the governor, he's the governor, you know, that's what happens.
Hey, a little this, a little that.
I mean, we're fucking monkeys, dude. It's like, what, you know.
This is an interesting phase in your philosophy.
Yeah.
This is pessimistic, Matt. Dude.
Well, it's not pessimistic, dude. It's just enlightened. Possibly.
I'm sure that's what a pessimist would say.
I'm not pessimistic. I have high hopes for the future, but it's,
what?
I do have high hopes.
What did you just say?
What? we're rolling off the spoils of plunder, yeah. I have a way to get around all this, but no one wants to fucking hear it.
No one wants to hear your... What?
Yeah. No one... Dude, my whole thing that I've been trying to figure out... Basically, is this how to avert this fucking crisis, dude?
What is it, dude? Tell us. We all need to know this.
It's not political. That's why I laugh at politics, dude. It's
you
not,
just laugh at politics.
I laugh at politics. It's not a political answer. We're not going to hire a fucking politician to get us out. This is a mess of the human spirit, dude.
Wow, dude. You're transcending into messiah status
now. Dude, it is what it is. That's literally...
For a minute, I thought you were going to be a domestic terrorist. But now you're sneaking into full-on fucking... deity, dude.
I mean, this is my apotheosis, all right, dude.
So how do we save humanity?
I mean, it has to be... It's on an individual level. I mean, we're done with religion. Religion got us pretty... We rode that fucking delusion for a while.
Wow.
And now it's like... Now what we paid the price for was science. It's useful as fuck. With, you know, with all the shit, like the vaccinations, all that stuff.
Microphones,
sick podcasts. But the price we pay is living in a dark, empty universe that doesn't care about us. That's a hard price tag, dude. Going from like, I'm going to live forever with all my family on a cloud. And it's like, no, it's just cold space. The universe doesn't care about you. You're a mistake. But you live longer. So it's fucking people up. Especially white guys are killing themselves at like a super alarming rate.
At almost Japanese rate.
Yeah. Yeah, they're committing fucking good boy puku, dude. They're fucking slowly. There's a lot of white dudes killing themselves. A lot of people in general.
A lot of good boys
are taking their fucking Nippon steel and just fucking shoving it in their bellies. They're taking their fucking dragon daggers and fucking pushing
it
through.
That's definitely how every good boy dies.
Oh, for sure.
Finally gets his last tender.
For sure.
Just fucking...
Or a heart attack.
Heart carries out, but yeah.
Yeah.
If you feel a heart attack coming on, you gotta fucking...
Dude, think about how many people have died while playing Xbox.
I'm going to. I mean, statistically, I'm going to.
Oh, God. Just fucking drop the controller. You know what?
I bet it's not as high yet, but that will be how most people die.
Yeah, that's
how a lot of fat dudes die coming up.
Oh, for sure.
In the next, like, 20 years.
Dude, you know how many geezers quietly die in casino rooms? A lot of geezers sit on slots for their dying days. And dude, slot machines, when you hit the button, it knows what you're going to get. That little the spinning wheel that lands on bar cherry,
it's just an illusion.
No, it's literally set up that way to get it, like, you want them to look, it's like lottery tickets, as soon as you hit the button, lose, it's saying lose instantly. And they have player profiles on your card, you sign in and they start seeing, like, how much money you'll spend, at what point you walk away from the machine, so they start giving you, like, a win before you walk away. So you're these poor
doing this to pap apps?
Yeah, dude. So, slots are, like, 75% of casino revenue. Slots are what brings it in. It's just, they're just money farms. They bring in, like, each slot brings in at least $300 a day.
Straight profit. To the Navajo, dude.
Yeah, well, some of them, they're
plundering back.
Yeah, but it's like, who really gets paid off that, dude?
The white man, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
The pale face.
Yeah, those dudes are...
The pale faces are reaping the benefit.
Yeah. But a lot of these geezers are down there, and these fucking hot chicks are coming up like, well, another rum and coke, sir, and they're like, ugh. And they drink rum and cokes, and they just drink too much alcohol for their old bodies to handle. And then they go lay in a room and just go, ugh, and die. And the casino owner just takes their money. And then another person comes in and sits in the seat. It's so fucking sad.
And then I'd perform there that weekend. Yeah, then you're jerk off in that bed.
Yeah. Dude, casinos are like the saddest fucking thing.
They are, man.
They're so miserable.
They are fucking...
Sad.
I've done a couple casinos lately, and it's just every time. It's
they're horrible, dude.
Holy
casinos,
fuck.
The noises coming from the slot machines are all in the C of key, or the key of C, because it's the least tiring key of music.
Wow.
So it's like, ding, 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 ding. They're all in the same key, and it's to keep you, like, kind of awake and alert. They obviously take the clocks out, and they have
a thing
in casinos about right angles. They don't ever want right angles, because right angles are like a... I forget how to explain it, but it's like a definitive end where you see it and, like, it stops. It's like kind of saying, like, stop. So they'll have, like,
it's all
weird
circular
angles. Exactly. So they want you to be like, almost give people the sense that there's no limit to anything. And you're just in there. There's no time, no limit. And, like, real gamblers get in a flow state where it's not about winning or losing. It's about just going, like, next, 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 next. And you're just, like, literally you lose all sense of everything. And they're saying, like, real gamblers, when they win, some of them are like, fuck, because it takes you out of the flow.
Damn.
Dude, I've been listening to a thing about casinos, dude. It's wild.
That's fucking insane. Yeah, man. That's cool you're doing this.
What?
Transitioning.
Into what?
Into just pure messiah.
I mean, I gotta do something.
You gotta write a fucking manifesto.
I gotta, dude. In time. In time.
You gotta get a sick manifesto, dude.
In time, dude. I have a couple projects kicking in my head.
We need the erotic lit.
Erotic Lit's going to be tight, dude.
Which, that'll be sick.
You know what I've thought of doing, actually, for real? If I'm going to start writing Erotic Lit and just adding, like, really weird, ridiculous shit in there and just waiting to see the comments. People are like, dude, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah.
Just, like, build it up real cool and then just add, like, something, like, real.
Do you think you could study psychology enough to know how to write a perfect Erotic Lit?
I could probably, for sure.
Like a 50 Shades type?
That would be fucking funny, man. I've always wanted to do a movie where something like it's like a just a regular old action movie, and at the end, some guy just like pisses his pants, and the credits come up, and it's a guy like, you got to save him. And he's like, oh man, and then like the credits roll, and it's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. That's like one of the, every time I'm watching a serious movie, if I'm like right now,
oh my God,
just that happens. That'd
that and adding just gay sex scenes for no reason, it's pointless gay sex.
The end
sex
of the movie,
scene.
The two main characters start making out, the two dudes. Yeah. That's how our podcast should end. You and me should fuck on the last episode. Just have the audio of it on it.
And people will know, we should fuck on this and then just both disappear. And they'll be like, dude, those guys fuck, and no one will ever know. That's how you gotta do it.
If we ever both get sad enough that we're gonna kill ourselves,
we should fuck ourselves.
On the Patreon.
Yeah.
And then take a boat out to sea, shoot ourselves in the head and fall in.
Light the boat on fire.
Yeah.
No, do a Viking burial. That'd be tight.
Sex Viking.
You should make
funeral,
a suicide pact. That'd be perfect.
I'll suicide pact with you.
Nice. Let's
if one of us gets sad enough to do it.
Yeah, that's true. The other one has to fucking kill.
No matter how good things are going.
Wow. That's a good suicide pact.
That could put you in some trouble. You're on some risky ground. I feel like you're less susceptible to do it. Yeah. Naughty B's fucking flame out. It could get dark quick.
It's a suicide pack. It's a suicide pack, dude. You gotta honor it. That'd be so funny, dude, in like 25 years.
If I kill myself and some dude from the Facebook group's like, hey, man, you remember when you said you'd definitely...
Oh, my God. Like, well, I told my kids, like, look, I made a suicide pact on a podcast. I have to honor it. Be tight.
By then, you'll have followers, though. Your cult.
I'll convince them to kill themselves, too. Why not?
Jonestown it out.
Dude, that guy shared the Don Juan article. That, remember I was talking about the guy Don Juan who was like talking about like your legs getting weird on like Jimson weed? That guy like convinced a bunch of people to kill themselves for real. And he died, he was like, I'm invincible. If you were like in his cult.
So did Evanescence.
Who?
Evanescence.
The band?
Yeah.
They were a suicide cult?
Well, I know a lot of kids kill themselves.
Yeah, he fucking, he convinced people to kill themselves. But he was like, if you got a cold in his cult, he'd be like, you're weak, you're spiritually weak. And then he got pancreatic cancer and like kept it on the low and like went and hid in a hospital. He's like, I've ascended into the universe. You guys must free yourselves. He like convinced people to drive their cars off like the Grand Canyon.
That's a fucking sick way to do it. I
know. Pretty tight.
Wow. That'd be cool if we could talk some of these listeners into
killing themselves. Yeah, for sure. But you got to do it. We all got to do it together. So
all of us?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I'm not killing myself. I'm kidding.
How do you think you should do it?
Definitely jumping off something super high.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst way. One of the worst
ways. You think so?
No, the worst way is walking into those dudes that commit suicide by going into like a lion's den.
That's
like
horrible,
the zoo.
Dude.
That's the one, like in the bridge in the documentary, the guy who jumped and survived was like, as soon as I left the railing, I regretted it.
Oh my God. Like,
yeah, of course you did.
As soon as you
walk into a fucking zoo enclosure and you're like, this bear is going to kill me. Dude, you're going to regret that.
Imagine the speed at which you'd hit the ground jumping off the Grand Canyon. I mean, you must pass out in the air.
No, I think that's Mythbusters did that.
What? You pass out in the air?
I think Mythbusters busted the 9/11 conspiracy.
Did they?
The jumpers like had heart attacks on the way down.
How the fuck did they bust that?
Busted 9/11.
That's funny. They both
no,
are like,
they didn't do
no
that.
One's watching the show anymore. We got to test this myth. 9/11. Like, they jumped out of the new building.
Yeah, people say that. I remember that hearing that at like when 9/11 happened. They're like, if you jump from that high, you'll go into shock and have like a heart attack. It's like, no, you won't.
You don't have a heart attack. I thought you just passed. You probably don't.
Think about fucking skydiving.
That's true. Fuck.
You fucking live, dude. You go the whole way.
And then you hit the ground. I mean, I wonder, though. You hit the ground, and it's got to be like a bug hitting a windshield.
Sometimes.
You must turn to turtle soup, dude, instantly.
Sometimes.
God damn.
That's a...
Ooh. Yeah, dude, committing suicide and living is like... That's fucking wild shit. Dudes who jump off that bridge and fucking come back, and they're like, yeah, I tried to kill myself. Like actually try to kill myself and survive.
Yeah.
You know?
Fenoya was telling me last night, this dude put a shotgun in his mouth... And he moved it at the last second and just blew the side of his face out.
Oh my God.
Now he's just a fucking motivational speaker. He's like, don't fucking do what I did, kids.
Oh, my God. Just say, there you go.
Yeah, if things go bad enough, I'm just going to shoot the side of my face out.
That's good.
And just be like,
be motivational.
I'll just give some fucking speeches.
I used to be really sad.
I'll run some bits by the kids while I'm up there. Like, huh? Your friend ever say the N-word to you? Anyway, back to the speech. Don't fucking do it.
Yeah, man. Well, I really do think that's the only thing that can replace religion now is people, and again, could be wrong, but I think it's people starting to just do like acid, mushrooms, and stuff.
It's interesting you think this is the time in history, in human history, where we replace religion. It's a little, I'd say, borderline arrogant of you.
What do you mean?
You think we're, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it started in like the 1800s.
Religion?
Saying, yeah. I mean, it started to kind of falter on a massive scale, at least in the West.
Okay.
With the Enlightenment, it started to kind of like fall apart.
Okay.
So it's like, but I think we're stuck in a weird like, whatchamacallit? What the fuck's it called? We're in like a weird purgatory right now where people are like...
That's religious terminology.
Thank you. I didn't think of the word. It's like where you kind of like believe in stuff and kind of don't and you don't know. So it's like... I mean, I don't have the answers. These are just the stuff I think about.
I hear you.
This is what I'm on right now mentally.
Yeah. I heard...
That's what I talked to my therapist about. She's like, okay.
Oh, wait, you see a therapist?
I still do psychoanalysis, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's my shit, dude.
Nice,
I love
man.
It. But it sucks because I'm so into psychoanalysis that I start psychoanalyzing everything where I'm like, wow, this is why I do this. This is why I feel uncomfortable in grocery stores. Well, I did get lost in the mall one time, thought I was following my mom. Well, and I started and she's like, well, all right. Let's take it easy.
Oh, you try to do like her job while you're in there?
Well, I try to be like, well, you know what I was thinking about? It's like maybe.
Oh my God, dude. I can't even. I mean, I guess I was about to be like, I can't even imagine being your therapist. It's like, I do it. I've done it 105 times.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done it 105 hours.
My last therapist ghosted me. Just fucking never called, no call, no. Some other lady was like, hey, I saw your vial. I think you're my person now. And I was like, that's what's up. What happened to the other person? Just, they didn't call you? I was like, no. And they're like, that's really fucked up. They're supposed to call you. And I was just like, is what it is, babe. What time do you want me to come in? Here I come.
You're gonna find out why. Yeah, I told you I went to therapy once.
It's fucking. It's
and the
tight,
guy
I
was
like,
"Well, you're depressed. Here, take these pills."
Oh, you went
and
to like
definitely
a psychi-
don't do stand up.
What? Yeah. At least you went to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. There was a lot of the jewelry.
Yeah,
that's... What do you think? Now we're back, dude. We circled the drain. We're white retards. We're officially white retards. Like, you know what? It's the juice.
I mean, dude, you can, or you can just, you know, you blame it on the, you know, the some families that do that, because it's like, I'm sure you get them from everywhere, but, woo, baby, dude, the beers are often no good.
Yeah, I was.
And they fucking, someone, the Chinese figure out how to manufacture their precious diamonds, dude, and it's like.
The Chinese are wiling out right now.
I mean, that's good timing, though, for people proposing, because it's like, you could print out a couple articles and be like, look, I'm not spending $5,000 on a synthetic diamond, babe, I love you that much. I don't want you some Chinese fucking knockoff diamond. Let's just get, like, silicone rings.
Let's just date.
Let's just date forever and not draw up paperwork. Yeah, I love you so much, babe. I don't want to encumber you with this estate.
Yeah, the Chinese, that's... What do you think of the Chinese, dude?
I don't know what the fuck goes on in China, dude. Apparently they're like...
I don't either, dude.
Apparently
it
they have,
wild.
Like... They're set up the social credit system that is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
They're rounding up Muslims. They're making fake diamonds, which shout out to them for that. That's,
yeah, that's sick.
Good job, guys. Now you save me $3,500 at some point in the future.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, eventually, you know. Yeah, eventually you got to fucking. Nice thing.
Are you proposing right now?
No. That'd be a sick
proposal. Propose over the gas.
Oh,
be like,
my God.
Babe, why don't you listen to episode 105? I got to sit through you espousing crazy shit for an hour. Make her really second guess marrying you.
That's not a bad idea.
It'd be like, well, if you got through that, what do you think?
That should be a proposal, dude. You should just sit in a dark room and just talk into a microphone for 2 hours. And if your bae can sit and listen to it and not just like fire up the Ford Fusion and take off.
My test for that is like, babe, we're going to watch No Country for Old Men tonight.
True.
See how quick that cell phone comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, if you love me, you'll watch Chigurh fucking kill this dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Instead of checking someone else's Instagram. Who's on there? Who's in your DMs?
Fuck
you
that, dude. Oh my God, I get so jealous. I see Snapchat alert. I do that shit. I'm like, oh, someone, I think someone Snapchatted. Oh, I don't care. You don't have to check right now.
Yeah, who is it?
I mean, is that someone you know?
What's
that? I don't know. Yeah, dude.
Who's Ryan? Who's Ken? Yeah, the, I hit BBG with the fucking hard fucking real life DMs, dude. Just bringing to some good sold out helium shows.
Ooh, yeah, man. That's
take a look.
That'll ratchet them down a little bit.
Take a look. You see how I live?
They see the masses go
once every 5 months. See how I live? They love me.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, you can't take her to a bad show though.
I mean, if you think about
stock plummets.
Any other job is relatively boring and unglorious. And even if stand up, if only once every 5 months, a room full of people are just like, it's like, yeah, that's pretty fucking good, man. It's pretty
hell
sick.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight.
Hell yeah.